interview with Tony Nickel of Rich Valley Business Solutions. Hello and welcome. You are about to learn some of the most effective and the most profitable things you can do to grow your business and increase your profits. You will hear some great ideas and strategies that have been used by businesses of all sizes in nearly every industry to bust through their profit barriers. If you are interested in exploding your business profits, then listen up, because I am about to interview business consultant Tony Nickel of Rich Valley Business Solutions. Tony belongs to an international group of marketing and business development specialists whose customers include all sizes of businesses representing many types of industries. The strategies and systems Tony teaches consistently produce huge profit increases for the businesses that learn and implement them. So if you're ready, let's get started. Busting through your profit barriers, how your business can experience explosive growth. That's a pretty powerful statement. So tell us, Tony, what's that all about?
Well, thank you. And yes, it is a very powerful statement, and it's exactly what I do for my clients. I create quick profits for their businesses, and I do it in such a way that they don't go broke in the process. Most of the strategies and systems and the processes that I use are either no cost or, at the most, require very little capital and human resource expenditures.
That's interesting. Building a business with little or no cost. You know, today there is so much pressure on business owners to invest tons of money in the latest marketing trends. So tell me, how do you create additional income for a business that might be low or even no cost?
Of course, there are several ways. But let's just focus on this one example of existing customers. If you ask most business owners, they're going to likely tell you that they need more customers. Getting more customers will certainly generate you more revenue, but that income may not necessarily translate into bottom line profits. Very often, the costs associated with acquiring a new customer is going to exceed any immediate profit. And it's not until the next sale or even several sales later that the business sees a profit from that new customer. So the first thing I want to do when working with a new client is to dig down into their business and find out where immediate cash can be generated. I'm going to be looking for things that I can do right now, very inexpensively, that's going to produce instant profit.
Let's talk for a moment about your clients. Out of all the different types of businesses you've worked with, and of all the different size companies you've helped, what kind of company do you like working with the best?
Well, that's a very good question. People always assume that it's best to work with the largest companies, the ones with the biggest marketing budgets. But usually when you work with huge companies, you spend more time dealing with the bureaucracies than you do with actually implementing profit-making changes. So I really prefer working with small to medium-sized businesses whose owners are ready and 100% committed to making some adjustments that will explode their profits and their bottom line.
Speaking of those small to medium-sized businesses, what are some of the biggest problems those types of businesses face, and what can you do for them?
Well, the reality is that most businesses in the United States are local, small to medium-sized businesses. Statistics even show that 80 out of every 100 businesses don't make it past their two-year anniversary. And those who do last longer tend to see the results, they tend to rather not see the results that they've always hoped for. And the reasons for this can be many. But maybe the idea for the business just wasn't a good one. Maybe there just wasn't a demand for that product or service. Other times, though, a business may feel an exact need or want in the market. They just don't know how to run a business. They may know everything about producing their product or service, but when it comes to effectively marketing it and then running the rest of the business with maximum efficiency, they simply don't have either the time or the skills.
Okay. So what can someone do to correct that situation or keep it from happening in the first place?
Well, the best place to begin is that they have to realize that they are in trouble or they need help, that they have limitations. We all do, no matter what business we're in. And in today's complex world of business, there's no way any one person can know or be proficient in every phase or every aspect of running a business. So they should find someone who could help them in the areas where they lack certain competencies. If they're weak in accounting practices or payroll or taxes or human resources or marketing, whatever it may be, there are people out there who are experts in those areas and can help them. And yes, it may cost a little money, but the time, money, and headaches that they're going to avoid by having it done right, not to mention the money that they're no longer going to be wasting, will be more effective in growing their business.
So I think what I'm hearing you say is that people in business need to focus on the things they know and do best and outsource things that someone else can do better or less expensively. It makes sense. So what, in your experience, are some of the biggest problems or worries, those things that keep business owners awake at night?
Well, there are several, but let me just list four complaints or concerns that we hear over and over from business owners. First, business owners will say that they don't have enough customers or clients or sales. Second, they say that their profit margins are too thin. Third, business owners tell us that they have too much competition. And a fourth major concern that they have is that their business is not growing as much as they'd want for all the time, money, and effort they're putting into it.
Wow. Any one of those areas by themselves can be major.
Well, they really can. And there are some specific things that can be done to eliminate or even prevent these problems. We really don't have time in this interview to go into all the specifics, but I could just talk about one major problem. One of the major problems with a lot of businesses is that they try to go head to head with their competition. And what they don't realize is what they're doing is letting other business owners dictate how they're going to run their businesses. And frankly, that's just a huge mistake. They'd be much better off defining exactly who their market is, how they're going to attract the consumer, and how they will get consumers to buy from them. The issue is that you may sell the same type of products or services as your competition, so you really can't compete on a product and service level. Instead, you have to determine what makes you different from your competition. It's important to ask questions along the way. Questions like, what are the advantages and benefits of doing business with you? What are the things that can't be received from anyone else, regardless of price, because they're unique to you? You created these things, and you're the only one who can offer them or provide them. It's important that you quantify exactly in precise terms why your prospects and your customers should buy from you or do business with you rather than from your competitors. You're effectively eliminating the competition by distinguishing yourself from them.
Wow, that's excellent. That makes so much sense. There are a lot of Me Too businesses out there, and they're all selling the same things, the same way, to the same people.
That's exactly right. When you try to compete by selling the same products to the same people, many times the only advantage that you have to offer is a lower price. But when you start playing the price game, you're on your way out of business.
That's interesting. That's interesting because a lot of businesses do exactly that. I mean, you can't pick up the newspaper or go by a store without noticing that someone is having a sale of some sort. They're cutting their prices. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure, because this is an issue that nearly every business falls prey to at one time or another. Whenever there's not enough sales or not enough clients or customers, it's typical to respond by having a sale. The idea with a sale is that whatever you lose in profits, you're going to make up in increased sales. But it doesn't work that way. The truth is, cutting prices is not only one of the worst things you can do, but it's a form of business suicide. There's a clothing store in my town that operates at a 40% margin. The average customer goes in and will spend about $100. And this store often holds a 10% off sale, sometimes even greater than that. Now, this is great for the customer, but for the business, what they have done is they've lowered their profit margin from 40% to 30%. Now, they have to sell a third more clothing items just to break even. And don't forget that whenever you have a sale, you have to do more marketing because that's the only way people will know about the sale. And beyond the marketing expenses, you also have to consider with the increased volume is increased costs such as staff, stocking, packaging, accounting, and so forth. All of these things are going to eat at your bottom line profits and end up hurting your business more than it helped it.
That makes sense. But isn't a sale also meant to attract new customers for the future non-sale season as well?
Well, that's a great question. Yes, a sale will translate into new customers for a small period of time, but rarely do they translate into long-term customers. Think about it this way. There are generally two types of buyers. There's the relationship buyer and the transactional buyer. Every business has a base of relationship buyers. These are the people who are loyal and who stay with that business through the good and the bad, through high prices, through low prices. They're loyal. Every business also has their share of what is called transactional buyers. These are the buyers who move from company to company whenever there's a sale or some other advantage for them. They're not loyal, and relationships are really non-existent to them. Now, one of the big problems you're going to have with transactional buyers is that they're often one-time buyers. And when you calculate the cost of attracting them as prospects and then converting them into buying customers, you find that they often cost you more to sell to them than they actually produce for you in profits. So when you calculate the real cost of having a sale, cutting your prices can drive you right out of business if you're not careful. So the real money is made on relationship buyers, those people who stick with you, those who are loyal and who love doing business with you, and they do it for reasons other than price. See, relationship buyers, they know you. They like you. They trust you. And they've had real world experience with you. And often, really, all it takes is a simple phone call or an inexpensive postcard or maybe an email just to have them come and purchase from you again. You really don't have to convince them. So who would you rather have? Relationship buyers or transactional buyers? The bottom line to all this is that cutting prices is one of the quickest ways to business failure there is. Recall this clothing store that I referred to a moment ago. It's one in a chain of stores in our areas. And in two surrounding towns, their stores went out of business. The very stores that have all of these sales, 10% off, 30, 40, even 70% off, they're out of business.
Point made. Very interesting. So if cutting prices or having a sale isn't a good idea, what are some alternatives?
Well, there's several things you can do. But to begin with, you need to understand that there are only three main ways to grow the profits of a business. First way is to increase the number of leads for your business. If you can increase how many people inquire about your business, you're going to get more clients. However, keep this in mind, this can be very time consuming and very expensive. So when I work with a business, we also consider how to better retain the customers your business already has. It's far cheaper to retain a client than pursue a new one, which is going to help with your profits. Second way to grow your business is to increase the number of customers or sales you generate from new inquiries. By increasing the percentage of inquiries that end up doing business with you, you can actually drastically improve your business much more effectively than by simply pursuing more leads. For example, let's say you normally acquire two customers out of every 10 who walk through your door or call you on the phone. If you can increase that ratio to 3 out of 10 rather than 2, you've effectively increased your bottom line profits by 50%. The third way, and final way to grow the profits of your business is to generate more income from your existing customers or clients. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of money to be made by better utilizing your existing customers and clients. There's this concept called the lifetime profit value of each customer. This is how much money you will make from each customer over the lifetime of doing business with you. And among other ways, number one, you can do that by selling more products and services to each customer by upselling, cross-selling, or even by bundling complementary products or services together and offering them as a package for a lower price. You can also increase the number of times your customers buy from you in a given period of time. In other words, you're increasing their buying frequency. But again, gosh, there's just so many things that we could discuss here, just don't have the time. But as I mentioned before, too many business owners are spending way too much of their time, money, and effort focusing on just one way of growing their business when there are so many better and less expensive options.
Well, Tony, that's definitely a lot to think about. Would you be able to give an example of how these things could play out for a real business?
Sure. Just to kind of keep it simple, let's say that your business has 1,000 customers and each customer spends $300 a year. However, let's say you currently lose 10% of your customers each year for various reasons. Because of this, you end up with 900 customers spending $300, leading to an annual profit of $270,000. However, if your most loyal 10% of your customers will give you referrals, then after your new leads, now you have 990 customers generating $297,000. Now, that's not a bad year. But let's consider what would happen if you reduced the number of customers you lose each year by half, by 5%, but you doubled the number of referrals you gain from your customers. And at the same time, you were also able to increase the annual profit value of each customer by 10%. So here's the example. By losing only 5% of your customers, you end up with 950 customers. And by doubling your referrals, then you end up with 1,140 active customers. Now, if we increase each of those customers spending by only 10%, now keep in mind that that's only $30 per customer per year, or $2.50 a month per customer. Then instead of $297,000, we end up making $376,200 at the end of the year. Now, that's a profit of $79,200, a 27% increase. Now, this is what I call busting the profit barrier. Now, the point is here that even if you do zero marketing to customers, you can still grow your business and grow it significantly. Just keeping in contact with your existing customers, taking care of them, creating additional value for them, giving them reasons to do business with you, that's going to go a long way in increasing your profits.
Well, you've certainly covered a lot of ground and shared some tremendous ideas. It's obvious that you know your stuff.
Well, thank you. You know, the things that I've shared with you in the last few minutes aren't really known by most people who own or run businesses. For the most part, most people focus on getting brand new customers for a business. I don't have the time in this interview really to discuss how to attract new customers or clients, but this is something I also do a lot of as well.
Well, that's good to hear and very interesting. Well, as successful as it sounds, it's amazing how simple it can be.
Well, it really can be simple. My focus is on developing huge profits for my clients, not creating complicated marketing methods. It's about putting the greatest number of profitable dollars on their bottom line in the shortest amount of time for the least amount of effort with the smallest amount of human resources and capital expense. The proprietary systems that I use have been tried, tested, and proven over and over again. And I'll tell you, I'll put them up against anyone in the business. In fact, these same strategies and systems have generated over $1 billion in extra sales and profits for companies of all different sizes and shapes all over the world.
Wow. So if someone were interested in working with you, how would they go about it? What are the steps, and how would they get in touch with you?
Well, before I work with a company, I do an investigative interview over the phone. I want to make sure that when I meet with a business owner, I'm not wasting his time or her time, and I want to be protective of my time as well. This is really a qualifying interview. I want them to get to know me a little, and I want to discover a few things about them. I want to know, is this the type of business that I want to work with? Does it have potential for growth? Are they currently spending money on marketing and customer service? Do they have systems in place that aren't working for them? What's the culture of the business? Are they growth oriented? And then I like to ask this question: on a scale from 1 to 10, what is their desire to grow or improve their business? You see, I'm interested in working with business owners who want not only success, but massive success. My reputation and my livelihood are on the line, and I just simply can't afford to take on anyone who is not 100% committed.
Sounds like you're not only seriously committed to your customer success, but you're very selective about who you work with also. So tell us, how can someone get in touch with you if they'd like more information about working with you?
Well, the easiest way is just call me or email me. The information is on the label of this CD or on the package it came in. There's no charge or obligation. We'll just discuss their business and determine if there's some opportunity there for each of us. If so, we'll arrange a time to get together to discuss things further. If the business just isn't a right fit, I'll share a few ideas that'll quickly add some dollars to their bottom line, just as a way of saying thanks for considering my services.
That sounds fantastic. Tony, I'm so grateful and excited that you joined us today to share with our listeners. And this has been so informative and enlightening, and I'm sure it's going to turn out to be very profitable for many of our listeners. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. And I have really enjoyed it.